U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan is among 47 Republican senators who signed a letter to Iran's leadership on Monday. No Democrats signed it. The letter concerns President Obama's negotiations for a deal to halt Iran's nuclear program without involving Congress. The senators warn Iran that the next president could reverse any executive deal between leaders, quote, with the stroke of a pen. Sullivan says the ultimate goal is to get the president to bring any nuclear agreement with Iran to Congress for a vote.
If the administration is telling the leadership of Iran that Congress doesn't need to be involved, which is clearly what they're telling them because it's what they're telling Congress, we thought it would be very important to enlighten them on if Congress isn't involved, here's the status of that agreement.
Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois, like other Democrats in the Senate, say the letter is an inappropriate attempt to undermine the president to Iran's Ayatollahs.
The Senate has an important role to play. But the president's role, speaking for the United States, trying to avoid a nuclear Iran, trying to avoid a military conflict, another war in the Middle East, is something that should not be undermined for political ambition.
Alaska senior Senator Lisa Murkowski is one of seven Republicans in the Senate who did not sign the letter.
I looked at it and said, I don't need to sign on to it because I have already kind of outlined my position, which is the Congress needs to have a role.
Murkowski says she's supporting a bill by Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Bob Corker that would ensure Congress has the final say on an Iran deal. That will require substantial Democratic votes to overcome a veto. Murkowski says she doesn't know if the Republican letter to Iran is appropriate or not.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I've been around the Senate for a while now. You don't often have letters from members of a body direct to another, the head of another government. And, typically it's executive legislative body to a legislative body. So I did think it was unusual in that regard.
In Iran, the letter was dismissed as a propaganda ploy. Iran's U.S.-educated foreign minister said in a written statement that any deal would be governed by international law, which he says would bind the next president to uphold deals made by his predecessor.